Welcome to the Waco Experience, an American story.
We the people.
With your host, D. Scott Smith.
In order to form a more perfect union.
Interviews with leaders in business, government, and nonprofit organizations.
Promote the general welfare.
Jobs, products and services, and infrastructure for strong communities.
Secure the blessings of liberty.
The Waco Experience is an American story, a story of communities across America. It is your story.
We will be placing a clinician in Waco ISD schools to provide counseling services to children. So preventing crisis, bringing together a mental health clinician, a paramedic, and a police officer to respond to mental health crises.
That was Prosper Waco CEO Jessica Addis. I speak with Jessica and Berkeley Noss to learn about Prosper Waco, a nonprofit celebrating 10 years of impact, and the Prosperity Dinner, a fundraiser happening October 19th on Austin Avenue in downtown Waco. I'm your host, D. Scott Smith. Each week I share inspiring stories from my community, Waco, Texas. You can learn more about this program, our sponsors, and the podcast version of this show by going to our website, thewacoexperience.com. This program is made possible by sponsors, White Bluffs Construction, Custom Building, Home Remodeling. Call Seth at 254-227-2002 and schedule White Bluffs Construction to build your patio, deck, or pergola. Visit their website, whitebluffsconstruction.com. Biddy and Bo's Coffee offers hot and cold beverages, catering, and provides employment for people with disabilities. Visit Biddy and Bo's Coffee today at 110 Franklin in Waco. Ray's Automotive Specialist. Cars are complicated. Ray makes keeping your car in top condition simple. He's located at 5900 Franklin Avenue Service Road, Suite 33, right here in Waco. My wife will tell you, my car is my baby. When it needed service, I reached out to Ray, someone I trust. Call Ray at 254-235-5991 and learn more online at fixmycarray.com. Heart of Texas TV Indoor Billboards. My friend James Battle, former helicopter pilot for the U.S. Army, and his team at Hot TV amplify your brand where it matters most. Be seen where your customers eat, work, shop, and play. Learn more on the web at hotdigitaltv.com. Quality Cabinets. Your home is your sanctuary and an expression of your personality. Smooth, elegant, a lifetime of beauty guaranteed, and available for immediate delivery. The best thing to do, visit the Design Center at 720 New Dallas Highway in Waco. Call Quality Cabinets at 254-744-0938 to schedule a consultation and visit their website, qualitycabinetstx.com. D. Scott here. Today, we brought the mobile studio out to talk to Jessica in Berkeley. We're going to talk about a dinner, an event that's coming up that has a history that goes back to 1911. That's 1911, not 2011. And we're going to find out what that means. But we have with us Jessica Addis and Berkeley Noss. And we're going to find out what the Prosperity Dinner is being sponsored by Prosper Waco. So with that, let's have an introduction. Jessica, go ahead and tell us what's going on in your world.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for having us here today, Scott. We're so excited. I have the privilege of serving as the CEO of Prosper Waco, which is a nonprofit here in our community that focuses on bringing together partners and community members to collaborate to address some of our community's biggest challenges in health, education, and economic mobility. We're really excited this year to be celebrating our 10-year anniversary. And so in that spirit of celebration, we are hosting the Prosperity Dinner on the Avenue. The Prosperity on the Dinner on the Avenue was first held in 1911. And it was held on the streets of downtown Waco. And many Wacoans are, you know, whether you're a Wacoan or you found your way here as quickly as you could, you may be familiar with the Gildersleeve photos that are kind of really show that iconic evening of the tables down all downtown and the community coming together to celebrate the opening of the Alico building and the prosperity of that time in Waco's history. This event is really the brainchild of my board chair, Mayor Pro Tem Andrea Bearfield, whose mother was the first African-American mayor of Waco. Andrea's heart for this dinner and this event was not just to recreate the event, but really to reimagine it. You know, when you look at those Gildersleeve photos, you see a lot of, you know, it's mostly men, a few affluent white women, and a lot of people around the fringes, a lot of people standing. And so when we think about celebrating our community, we know that it is, and we're working for it to be a place where everyone has a seat at the table. So it's in that spirit of really bringing this event, but reimagining it as a place where everyone has a seat at the table and where everyone sees themselves as in the story of Waco.
In Berkeley, let's get an introduction about you.
Hi, D. Scott. Thank you for having Jessica Addis and me on the show today. I came here 17 years ago to Waco. I'm from Texas, but had never been to Waco. And I came here 17 years ago to attend Baylor Law School. When I moved to Waco, and I'm not just saying this, I truly did not know a single person. And I did not know where HEB was. Waco is so welcoming, and Waco welcomed me, and I found that HEB. So it's been 17 years now, and my heart is to serve Waco nonprofits. I love our community, my husband Kyle and our family. We love living here. We will never live anywhere else. That's our plan, at least. And we love serving nonprofits. So I serve on a variety of different nonprofit boards here in Waco and throughout Central Texas.
When my wife and I decided to move here, we were online. I was looking for, where are we going to get involved? And the Prosper Waco Summit came up, and I met so many great folks. I met Andrea out there, Mayor Jim Holmes, Chief Cheryl Victorian, Congressman Pete Sessions. So Prosper Waco attracts a lot of people and a lot of nonprofits, and I love the way they sit at the table and work together.
Scott, you met some of Waco's finest. You met some great people. What a wonderful welcome to Waco for you and your wife. One thing about Prosper Waco is that it appeals to everyone. Anyone who wants to make Waco prosper can get behind the mission of Prosper Waco and give their time, resources, or talent to Prosper Waco. Education, health, and economic mobility in Waco. Those are three things that every Wacoan should and can be behind. Another thing and reason I love supporting Prosper Waco is the fact that Prosper Waco is so data-driven, and that is essential to the work that every nonprofit in Waco, and Scott, I think you said there are over 1,000 nonprofits in Waco. Every nonprofit in Waco should be using the data that Prosper Waco generates. Prosper Waco has a full-time staff member who dives into data day in, day out. And that data that is revealed at the Prosper Waco Summit is critical in advancing the work that every nonprofit in Waco does. So whether you are working with a nonprofit who supports children who have been abused, or you are supporting animals who have been neglected, the data is there and it's ripe for every nonprofit in Waco.
The Prosper Waco Snapshot is a beautiful document, but the information is revealing. I think if you look at from a very high level, you see that there's a lot of growth, a lot of jobs. When you get down to the granularity, and this is what the snapshot provides, it shows that not all areas are benefiting.
One thing that we are really committed to, as Berkeley mentioned, is to providing our community leaders, nonprofit members, philanthropists, with information to help them make strategic and targeted investments where we most need it. In our snapshot report, and we're getting back on a cadence where we'll be releasing that report every other year, we look at localized data. And one thing that we're really committed to, Scott, is always looking at it disaggregated. If you don't look at things disaggregated, you might see like, wow, poverty rates have really improved. And that's true. They have. And when you look at it disaggregated, you see that they haven't improved at the same rate for all of our community members.
Yeah, not all areas and not all populations.
That's exactly right. So we can look at it by zip code. You can look at it by race or ethnicity. What we want to do is to help community leaders, nonprofit leaders, policymakers make decisions around policies, program, and investments that are driven not by emotion, but by facts and data of where we can get the make the biggest impact.
A lot of nonprofits live off of grants. That type of data is what is helping support their requests.
Mayor Holmes always has his snapshot report in his briefcase. Now, he's not writing grants, but a number of other nonprofit executive directors, nonprofit leaders regularly use that. We also produce and maintain a digital resource that's the Waco Roundtable. It's www.wacoroundtable.org. That also is like an interactive tool. So people go there and find reports. And honestly, as Berkeley mentioned, we have a PhD level data scientist on our staff, and he's regularly asked by community partners, you know, hey, I'm working on a grant. Can you run me this report? Can you, you know, do this? And we do that regularly. That's part of what we see as our role for the community is to be a trusted thought partner, a data resource, and to help equip other community leaders with the information they need to help do so that we can all do our part to help our community move forward.
That snapshot is such a gorgeous document, by the way. I have sent the electronic version of that to people across the country. Now, one of the things that we want to talk about, and we mentioned this earlier, is the Prosperity Dinner. You talked about kind of the historical part of this, back to 1911. And it was, I think, about 4,000 people.
That's right.
That were there for that event. Maybe we won't get 4,000 people this year, but I know the street will be filled with tables with people, and there's opportunities for people to buy tickets. So I want to remind people how they can get those tickets, and also businesses and individuals who maybe they can't come to the dinner, but they would like to sponsor this work. We've talked about some of the good things that are done. How do people get involved with the dinner?
To become involved in the dinner as a sponsor, we want to first and foremost thank Brazos River Capital for being our presenting sponsor of this fundraiser. If you would like to join alongside Brazos River Capital and our other amazing list of sponsors, reach out to Jessica Addis. Her information is on the Prosper Waco website, prosperwaco.org, and she will connect you and your passion for giving to Prosper Waco. For tickets, prosperwaco.org. When you go to that website, Prosper Waco's Prosperity Dinner, huge square pops up and you click on it and you can buy tickets. Tickets are $250 a person, which is expensive. If you or someone you know is unable to purchase a ticket, you have a seat at our table. Go to prosperwaco.org. There is a form. You can give us your information. And in return, we will give you a ticket that one of our generous donors has sponsored. So we want everyone to be there. We cannot wait. We are not going to have 4,000, intentionally not going to have 4,000, but we will probably be over 700 people on Austin Avenue.
That's amazing. I love it.
It really is amazing when you think about a first-time event for in this century. first-time event, and for an organization that honestly, Scott, a lot of people don't really know about. Because we're not on the front lines doing direct services, a lot of people don't really understand or know much about the work of Prosper Waco, and that's okay. We don't really need everyone to know. Our partners know, community, other nonprofit folks know, and they know and see the work that we're doing to strengthen the systems and just strengthen and align and help reduce duplication. But we're so overwhelmed. I really, again, would also credit Brazos River Capital and the Robinson family legacy of philanthropic investments in our community. And then our amazing co-chairs, you know, Diane Deaver and Berkeley Noss, are just what a treat to get to work with them. With Alice Starr as our fundraising chair, I will say, I've raised a lot of money in our community, but as a volunteer myself for other organizations and on other initiatives in which I've been involved, the response has been so positive and so overwhelming. It's really, I think, a credit to the amazing leadership of Berkeley and Diane and Alice with a fantastic committee and just our community. the way that the community has stepped up has been really humbling and exciting.
And I'll just tell people, go to prosperwaco.org, click on the dinner, and look at the sponsor list. Because in today's world, we go online and we look at reviews, and we want to see who's got five-star reviews. And I will say, if you go and you look at that sponsor list, it's a long list. It's a deep list.
That is, again, a huge credit to Berkeley and Diane and Alice. And I hope that you're right, that people also, I think there's truth in that. I shouldn't downplay the role of Prosper Waco, but how amazing to have community volunteers tell that story with us and for us.
Jessica, what you said is so true. A lot of people do not know what Prosper Waco does. A lot of those people and businesses who are on our sponsor list, going into this, they did not know what Prosper Waco does. When you have Alice Starr as your fundraising chair, everyone will know what Prosper Waco does. This has been a really interesting fundraiser to serve on because it's been complex. Prosper Waco has the complexity of what they do, of where the money goes, of it not being direct services, of it being a relatively new 10-year-old nonprofit in Waco. It has been such an honor and privilege to work on this fundraiser and to communicate and educate others in our community about the meaningful and powerful work that Jessica Addis and her team at Prosper Waco do. That, to me, is a success in fundraising. When we have educated others in this community, other nonprofits, other leaders, philanthropists in this community about the work Prosper Waco does, because it is so integral into everything. Education, health, and economic mobility is integral into every Wacoan's daily life.
I really thank you so much, Berkeley, for, again, helping us tell this story. And I think about, you know, have a monthly standing meeting with Mayor Holmes and McLennan County Judge Scott Felton, Chris Lancaster, who's the CEO of Baylor Scott & White, Philip Patterson, the CEO of Ascension Providence, Dr. Jackson Griggs, the CEO of Waco Family Medicine, the Federally Qualified Health Center, and Ryan Adams, the CEO of our local mental health authority, the Heart of Texas Behavioral Health Network. And every month for the last 2 years, we've been coming together to identify our community's biggest challenges and needs and find kind of overlapping our shared pain points and come up with priorities and strategies to address challenges in behavioral health and mental health. As a result of that, we went in to this legislative session, the 89th Texas regular legislative session, and we had a great champion in State Representative Pat Curry. But we came together with a proposal. We identified priorities and our strategies that we wanted to invest in, and we took that to the state legislature and asked for $5 million. And we got it. And I really is a huge credit to, again, to Representative Curry. I'm also proud of the work that Prosper Waco did in helping support that. But, you know, what people may not know is that money will be placing a clinician in Waco ISD schools to provide counseling services to children, so preventing crisis. It will be bringing together and funding a team, bringing together a mental health clinician, a paramedic, and a police officer to respond to mental health crises. Also, we have some of our frequent flyers, the people who regularly interact with the justice system. They can go over and check on them, make sure that they've got their meds filled. So people may not, you know, regular people may not know that the community members may not know that that funding is a result of this collaborative effort, but it is in fact something that is, we're strengthening, we'll be adding police officers, adding what paramedics through Waco Fire Department, adding putting clinicians in Waco ISD schools in partnership with Waco Family Medicine. Like, the results and impacts are real for our community, even if people don't know the behind the scenes work to bring it there.
And I'll just remind people on the Waco Experience and American Story today, we've got Jessica Addis and Berkeley Gnas. We're talking about Prosper Waco and the dinner that's coming up, the Prosperity Dinner on October 19th. Get tickets, go to prosperwaco.org and donate, be a sponsor, support the good work that's going on in the community. This is the 10-year anniversary of Prosper Waco. Give us a short history of the origin 10 years ago. What happened? How did that happen?
Yeah, so Prosper Waco was started by visionary leaders like former Mayor Virginia Dupuis, former Mayor Malcolm Duncan, the CEO of Providence at that time, Brett S. Rock, the school board chair of Waco ISD, Pat Atkins, Bill Clifton, a number of folks who came together and saw that our community's biggest challenges were too complex. As Berkeley mentioned, they were too complicated for any one institution or system to solve alone. You know, our schools were experiencing behavioral problems because of either mental health or nutrition challenges. And so how could we help bring together health and education? Employers need a skilled workforce. How could we bring together business and education and workforce training with employers? And so out of those first conversations, Prosper Waco was born as our community's backbone organization, which really exists to bring together leaders from across systems to help us break down silos and develop collaborative projects that address our community's biggest challenges. Virginia Dupuis was the first volunteer executive director. Dr. Matthew Polk was the first like official Prosper Waco staff. And so just really an honor to get to carry on that legacy of good work in our community.
There is no limit to what we can accomplish when we network the supercomputers between our ears. And that's what I saw when I went to the Prosper Waco Summit, was that a lot of people who are very smart, very hardworking, very dedicated, very passionate, came together and it amplifies what can be done. So let's talk about the future, because we want to leave people very inspired about getting involved, about finding the organizations that are going to work for them, where they can express their talents, desires, passions, wanting to make life better for folks. Let's look into the future. Tell us what's coming up.
Well, I will, I'm glad that you asked this. I hope that we will be able to announce the date for our 2026 Prosper Waco Summit at the Prosperity Dinner on the Avenue. We're working on that now. You know, that will be a time when we will once again bring community partners and the community at large together to talk about some of our biggest challenges, to look at data and assess what are the assets that we have and where are the needs and gaps. Prosper Waco hosts a number of community-wide coalitions, and so we would love for, you know, folks who are interested in getting plugged into work. That's a space where, you know, the work that's developed in those coalitions is always around data. It's around setting shared priorities, developing action plans, and then kind of project managing, working on those. So everyone has a role in those plans and initiatives. So welcome people to reach out, get plugged in on one of the community-wide coalitions, and attend the summit next year. Get your copy of the snapshot report that will be released then. I have to say, Dr. Rhodes did a great job. And we also have an amazing asset on our team, a young woman who studied graphic design at TSTC. She serves as our office manager, previously was executive assistant. She's kind of grown in her role and added to as communication specialist, because she's got a real knack for that digital graphic design. So she's done, Diane Ness, so has done a great job helping us put together the assets for the snapshot report. So hope everyone will come out next year to the summit. Get their tickets, of course, as you said, now for the Prosperity Dinner, but just to be a part of the work moving forward. We're excited for the next 10 years of Prosper Waco.
What's the dinner going to be like? Let's just talk a little bit about that.
Berkeley, Scott, the dinner is going to be amazing. So think back to 1911. The Alico was just being completed and everything looked different. So we are taking a piece of that history. We have two historians on our volunteer team, Jennifer Hines and Eileen Smith, and they have spent countless hours at each and every building along Austin Avenue, researching what was there in 1911, what was there in 1953 after the tornado, what happened during the tornado to this particular building, what is it now? So we will have his history boards up and down the street describing the history of Austin Avenue. We will then have amazing presentations from a variety of people, the CEO of Waco Family Medicine. We will have Andrea Bearfield speaking of what is Waco now, and then where is Waco to go? What will we look like in 100 years, in 10 years? So it really will be future, present, and past. We will have tables up and down Austin Avenue, just like they did in 1911. 6th Street through 8th Street will be our corridor. And we'll have an elevated dinner with lights strung on the street, the American, Texas, and Waco flag hanging above the tables. We will have an amazing meal catered by George's, family-style Italian food. So different than most fundraisers you attend where they hand you your plate. This will be as a group.
I
dig in.
To many dinners, and I said, how are they going to cook the chicken this time?
Yeah. It's going to be amazing. There will not be a side of broccoli. It will be, like I said, dig in as a table to your family's style, wonderful wines provided by Marie's ordered our wine. So we were excited to be able to partner with them in selecting some great red wines from Napa. We'll have a jazz band with local performers and a string quartet with some of Waco's finest performers. Everything we are doing, Scott, at this dinner has a nod to Waco, every detail. So when you eat dessert, you'll have homemade Dr. Pepper tiramisu. When you have an old-fashioned during the cocktail hour that everyone will be coming to right at 6 p.m., a Dr. Pepper old-fashioned. Everything has a nod to Waco. Table decorations, a glance back into the past, and a glance into the future with Prosper Waco statistics and their needs. Every dollar raised, Scott, at this dinner and the money we've raised to this point goes back to Waco's education, health, and economic mobility. This is a fundraiser, after all. It will be a lovely event, but it is a fundraiser. And Waco, we need to prosper in the areas of education, health, and economic mobility. So each dollar you give to this fundraiser will have a direct impact in your community.
Jessica, close us out with inspiration.
I will just say it's such an honor to get to be a part of this community. And Scott, you and your wife came here from Oregon, and I think you all see it. Berkeley also, you came here 17 years ago, not knowing anyone, and you have just poured yourself into this community and are such an important part of it. And it's the people of Waco who just add to this fabric of our community life, people like y'all, people like Andrea Bearfield, my board chair and dear friend. And so this event for me is really about celebrating all of the diverse voices of Waco, all the communities of Waco who make Waco a special place to be. We're excited to get to have to welcome everyone to this table and to cast a vision together and to tell a story about a Waco where everyone can see themselves in the story of building a prosperous and thriving community.
The Waco Experience, An American Story, is a production of D. Scott Smith Company, all rights reserved. Thank you for listening.